Hello and welcome to the Dune Minute Podcast, your place to dive deep minute by minute into the cinematic adaptation of Frank Herbert's World of Dune. I'm one of your hosts, John.
And I'm Zach.
And we are back on a Monday episode
of
the Dune Minute Podcast for our final week.
The only place, I might add, to get minute by minute coverage of these Dune movies.
Unless someone has started it since we did, but I don't think anyone else has started a minute by minute of Dune. There's a lot of minute by minute podcasts, which you should go check out.
They're very fun.
In fact, we were inspired by the Star Wars Minute.
That's true.
And by we, I mean Zach was inspired by the Star Wars Minute.
Inspired by and directly stolen from. Yes, lots of great minute by minute movies or minute by minute podcasts out there. And they're very fun to make. We should know. We've done a lot of them.
Over 300.
So.
That's a lot of podcasts.
We, as we mentioned at the end of last week's Friday episode, are in the final stretch of minutes this week. We got just a couple things to wrap up before credits start rolling. And once the credits start rolling, we dip out. We do not watch the credits.
We're not sitting here for 15 minutes of credits. Nah, I'm good. Thanks. I don't think it's 15, but it's...
It is a considerable chunk of time, though.
Yeah.
It would have been at least a week and a half of just credit talk.
Yeah.
So we're going to forego that. And we'll talk more about plans.
On Wednesday. Yeah.
We have plans within plans within plans. But that is for a future episode. This episode is centered around minute 155 through 156.
Right where we left off.
Exactly where we left off.
As is tradition.
To the millisecond.
The frame, even.
The frame. We waste no milliseconds in this show. Extremely efficient. We're like a still suit, but for milliseconds and frames.
I really liked... when we talked on Friday's episode about how the world was crumbling around them and it was just Paul, Irulan, and Chani.
Did you take that as crumbling? I took it as dissolving around
them. Crumbling, dissolving. The point is that the only thing in our focus now is just these three people.
Yeah.
And Paul is aware of this and he looks back at Chani. And as he does so, Irulan takes notice, and she also kind of like turns her head to look at Chani in almost a like, what are you gonna do about it kind of look.
Our weird love triangle is officially here.
Every triangle is a love triangle when you love triangles.
That's very true. How could I forget that core math principle
from Pythagoras himself?
Is the James Acaster joke. Don't sue us.
I don't think he'll sue us.
So I did want to point out right here, I know the music started last week, but this is where I really, really started noticing the flute coming back in. Mm-hmm. And I forgot the person's name, but he's the Venezuelan flautist.
Oh, God.
He's fucking phenomenal.
Hold on.
I remember us struggling to get the pronunciation right.
Pedro Eustache.
There we go. So that music is coming in. It sounds as beautiful as ever.
Yes.
Chani is on the verge of tears here.
Aren't we all?
No. No. Her tears turn to anger, as they are wont to do.
Yep.
And she dips out.
She storms out of the room. Yeah. And if Zendaya is good at a couple things. One, it's giving people the Zendaya face. Two, it's storming out of rooms. Because this is not the first time that Chani has stormed out of a room because of Paul's bullshit.
No, it is not. Everyone around them is like kneeling and giving the arms over the chest salute.
Yeah.
Paul's face was a kind of a strange one to decipher for me here. It looked as if he expected this to happen, but it still hurt.
And then he looked back towards where she was, as if maybe she'll come back. Even though he knows that she's not going to.
I interpreted what he did after that a little bit different.
Okay.
So after he you know, looks hurt from Chani leaving, he almost like he turns back to Irulan, but then gets halfway and remembers that he has other friends in the room.
Yeah.
And then turns back to Gurney and Stilgar. That's how I took that.
Sure. Because, yeah, a Fremen man is whispering something to Gurney.
Mm-hmm.
And Gurney says, "My lord, the great houses have answered. They refuse to honor your ascendancy." And Stilgar steps forward past Gurney. "We await your orders, Lizan al-Ghaib."
Right.
Now, in addition to Stilgar and Gurney being there, we have Lizan al-Ghaib fan number two, or number three, depending on if you want to count Gurney as a Lizan al-Ghaib fan.
Mm. I think he's more interested in the
ducal relationship. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. He's more of a fan of his older music.
Sure.
It's before Dylan went electric.
Well, we have Lizan al-Ghaib fan number two, our favorite Fremen man with that big white beard.
Ah, yes. I noticed him here.
In the background.
And I noticed him in the next minute as well.
Yes.
Which is awesome. Okay, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
He's there. He's ready. I love him. That's all I have to say.
So, all the other Fremen stand up. We get the group. They're on their feet.
Yeah. Everyone from court is still kneeled, though. Right. Shaddam and the rest.
I don't think they're gonna stand up until Shaddam stands.
Sure.
Paul is kind of looking down, contemplative as fuck right now.
He's kind of taking a moment to himself.
And you know what he looked like?
What?
He looked like
Timothée Chalamet?
Well, yes. He looked like the very first time we saw Shaddam at the beginning of the movie, where he's also like looking down and just
weight of the world is on his fucking shoulders.
Yeah, that is the exact face that I see in Paul right now.
Yep.
And I was like, what a beautiful, beautiful symmetry.
Glad you saw that too.
Yeah.
Yep. It was
gorgeous. And right before he begins to speak, I'm talking a couple hundredths of a second.
Our minute ends.
Before he begins to speak, yep, that is where our minute ends.
I guess we'll have to find out what he says tomorrow.
We're going to have to. Because I'm in it. This is the first time I've liked this movie. I hope I get.
That's not true.
I'm joking. Of course I'm joking. Of course I'm joking. I hope we get a lot more of it. All right.
Oh, God.
Let's get back. This actually may be in the running for a shortest episode.
Maybe. Fuck. I mean, we...
Hey,
there's not much to talk about.
We'll have some more tomorrow.
Sure. In the meantime, you can find the Dune Minute online. We are on Blue Sky at DuneMinute.com, and you can email DuneMinute@gmail.com if you'd like to get in touch with us. We'll see you tomorrow on Tuesday for another episode. Have a good day.
See you.